Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. We welcome you into the Wendy's Giant Studio here on Lakeland Drive in Flowood, Mississippi. Russ Robinson with you. Jake will be along shortly. And also Caleb Collins will join us. And George Botstead is in the Malone Scores desk, grabbing all those scores across the state. We're going to be here for 2 hours. We're going to also announce our Wendy's Giant of the Week. And I got to admit that Kerry Metzler really kind of helped us on that selection when he called in last week. He started looking at the stats for this young man. What a game he had last week, and what a difference a week can make, because MRA played St. Stanislaus tonight, and so we'll be talking about that before the night's over with. But Don Barnes went down and presented the Giant of the Week award to Delvin Henry, who was a St. Stanislaus Rocketjaw, who had 395 yards last week on the ground. And are you ready for this? 7 touchdowns. So it doesn't get much bigger than that. Those are giant, giant numbers. And so he is our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week, and we'll be talking more about that as the show progresses. We had a few schools that were off tonight. Not as many as last week when we had 5A and then 6A off. So we'll get a lot of those scores back in tonight. A big, big game between Madison Central and Clinton. We're going to give you the skinny on that ball game. And, big games around the state tonight. We're getting in to district play now as we head into the last week of September and then into October. And there are going to be teams that are wanting to separate themselves from the rest of the pack in their division. So I want to remind you that we'll be here until midnight. And at 11:30, we'll have the Malone Coach's Corner. You're not going to want to miss that. Tyler Peterson, who is the head coach of the Brandon Bulldogs, will join us and talk about his squad and what they've got to do to get to the state championship game. And, of course, I want to make this announcement that on October the 3rd, we will be doing a live video stream of the MAC press conference. Johnny Mims will be announcing the players that make up the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star roster for Mississippi, and we'll also be announcing the Mississippi All-Star rosters on that day. We'll be doing it live from the MHSAA building over there on Clinton Raymond Road. And so that'll be a big day. And if you can't, if you obviously want to see it, then FNUTL.com is where the press conference will be. So, without further ado, I think George in the Malone scores desk has a few scores up his sleeve.
I do, Russ, and we've got a good slate. We are still working on a few, but that's the way it goes.
You got the Malone matchups tonight, too.
I do. Got the Malone matchups, and we've got several of those scores. We're working on a few of those, but let's go ahead and give you what we have. Starting out in 6A tonight, this was you'd think of this as a premier matchup, but Horn Lake entered tonight 4-0, going to South Panola. South Panola's 2-3. A little bit unusual to think of them as 2-3, but Horn Lake is now 5-0. They beat South Panola tonight 45-13.
Whoa! Somebody was talking to me this week about that Horn Lake team up there. They said, look out, they could come out of the north.
Yeah, I think so.
Who are those guys?
Well, they've got a lot of top prospects on their team, and obviously they're playing like it as they won easily tonight at South Panola.
Wow.
This game just went final not long ago, but Madison Central beat Clinton at Madison Central tonight 35-20. That game was 28-20 in the last part of the fourth quarter, and Madison Central got a turnover late and scored to make the winning margin by 15. That's Clinton's first loss. Madison Central now improves to 4-1. Startville, no problem with Provine tonight. Startville at home, being Provine 63-12. Oak Grove over George County 39-7. It was Pearl getting back on the winning track. They beat Petal tonight by the score of 28-10. That game was played at Pearl. A couple of other 6A scores, Ocean Springs beat Hancock 39-29. It was Gulfport edging St. Martin 35-34. Those are two 3-1 teams going into the night's action. Gulfport's now 4-1 on the season.
We'll have them later on as one of our Wendy's Giants games of the month in November.
Certainly will. Some 5A scores. It was Grenada over Center Hill 24-3. Now, this is an interesting game. West Point 2-1 at home against Lafayette County, who is 3-1. Guess who won?
Oh, it's got to be West Point.
Yes, but only by one. 14-13 was the final. So good showing there by Lafayette for sure. It was Olive Branch winning their fifth game of the year. They beat Saltillo tonight 26-6. Germantown all over Vicksburg at home 58-27. Holmes County Central edged Nisobe Central 14-13. It was Laurel over South Jones 42-20. Hattiesburg is now 5-0. They beat a 3-1 Gaucher team 40-13 tonight.
Tony Nance got those Tigers playing, and a lot of people have penciled them in December. I don't know if they'll get that whole division.
There's some good teams in South 5A this year.
Yeah, there really is.
And here's another one that I'm sure we'll hear from later. Picayune, a big winner over Wayne County. That's a big rival game.
Huge.
61-33. They started that one about 4 o'clock.
Defense is only a rumor.
61-33. And also another high-scoring game, Stone beat West Harrison 56-13. Moving to 4A, Corinth over Kossuth 49-13. It was Kosciuszko beating Florence 28-25. That's Kosciuszko's first win of the year. South Pontotoc over Moorville 36-17. Pontotoc beat Ripley 49-10. Quitman over Bay Springs 34-27. Some 3A scores, Charleston over Eupora 44-14. Crystal Springs is 4-1. They shut out Raymond tonight 47-0 in Crystal Springs.
And I guarantee you, if you go back and look, Calvin Coolidge may have been present the last time.
Way back, and this is go way back in the Little Dixie era, yeah. Crystal Springs was pretty tough.
They were tough. I remember Clinton having to play several times and losing.
That was some time back, but Crystal Springs has got it going right now. They're 4-1. They go to Raleigh next week. That'll be an interesting game, too. Forest County AHS beat Hazelhurst. Hazelhurst is really having a tough year.
Yep.
63-21 was the final there, Forest County AHS winning. It was McGee beating Lanier, 62-34, another high-scoring game. McGee's now 4-2 on the season. North Pontotoc over Baldwin, 35-7. West Lauderdale shut out Southeast Lauderdale, 41-0. 2A score, Bogachitta over St. Patrick, 40-20. New Albany, 42. East Union, 12. Pilahatchee's now 5-1. They beat Morton 42-14 tonight. Nice win for the Pilahatchee team. It was Pisgah over Lord Star, 42-30. Richton beat Clarkdale, 54-23. Scott Central beat Sweetwater of Alabama, 32-6.
I think Scott Central's still undefeated, aren't they?
They are. Yeah. They're now 6-0. So Scott Central's having a good year. Taylorsville is also undefeated, 6-0. They shut out Perry Central tonight, 42-0. Moving to a couple of 1A scores, Smithville beat H.W. Byers, 8-0 was the final. Lumberton over Mount Olive, 55-12. Noxipater shut out Hamilton, 48-0. Stringer, a big winner over West Lincoln, 53-7.
We'll hear from Granny on that one, I guarantee you.
Yeah, MAIS action. It was St. Andrews winning over Hartville Academy 42-21. This is an interesting score. MRA is now 6-0. They played St. Stanislaus, who, of course, their record, they're 1-3, but a 4A school.
Yeah.
And at home, MRA defeated St. Stanislaus 59-14.
Beware of the Patriots of MRA.
And, of course, the big one next week, Jackson Prep and Jackson Academy. Jackson Academy had the week off.
Yes, it is.
Jackson Prep played PCS, Presbyterian Christian, and Prep won their sixth game of the year, 47-0 was the final there. Some other action, MAIS Cathedral defeated Capaya Academy 34-7. It was West Marion over Columbia Academy 46-8. Washington School shut out Lee Academy 41-0. Indianola over North Delta 35-7. Benz Ford defeated Benton 34-8. It was Pillow shutting out Carroll 36-0. And Clinton Christian Academy, they're having a nice year. They're now 5-1. They beat Silva Bay tonight.
Really?
Yeah, 22-7.
Wow. You know, Silva Bay's kind of a storied.
Yeah, Silva Bay was 4-1. Yeah. So that's a nice win for CCA.
Well, it really is. So there, you know, still a lot of scores.
A lot of scores. Yeah, we're going to
come in. We'll get them all. Dr. Dave is up in Boone, North Carolina.
High and dry. High and dry.
Will the Thrill is in Atlanta. He is also putting those sheets together for us. We got people all over the place, and we're glad to have you with us tonight, listening on MPB Think Radio and also watching on FNUTL.com, Fnuttle.com. We are also going to throw the phone lines open tonight, allow you to call and talk about your team, maybe tonight's game or maybe one you got coming up next week. I assume, you know, you were talking about the big game with J.M. Prep next week. It's kind of like the Brandon Pearl game. I mean, you know, they're just the rivalry is so big.
Right.
There's only 8 minutes, 8 miles that separate those two schools. So it'll be a humdinger. It'll be at Prep. I want to thank the Prep Booster Club tonight for providing some of the four seats here tonight.
So we got to get to a break so we can eat.
Well, we want to remind everyone that the phone number again is 601-453-4800, and so many people have started thanking us for throwing the phone lines open back again and you know, allow them to call in. And of course we're going to be checking with I think Mark Easy is going to be talking to us about the Pearl Petal game, and then we're going to be getting a report on Warren Central and Northwest. I don't think we have a final on that, do we? Northwest and Warren Central?
No, I don't. I just did get one here I think you'd be interested in. You know, Philadelphia got off to a terrible start.
Right, lost their coach.
They won again tonight. I think that's like 3 in a row. They beat Choctaw Central 32-19.
So they're 3-2 after starting 0-2.
I think that's correct.
Wow.
They found some motivation somewhere. That's correct. They're 3-2.
How about that? So you know, at some point this year, we've got the Possum Bowl coming back up. That, of course, would be Lloyd Starr and who's in the other one? Bocachetta. Bocachetta and Lloyd Starr, are gonna, when they play, they call that the Possum Bowl.
Yeah.
So want to try to get a story in on that one. But we'll also be talking with David Johnson again tonight and talk about some of the recruiting that's going on. You know, and this, we've got a lot of big-time players in the state of Mississippi this year. And, you know, you're going to see a lot of them in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game. You're also going to see a lot more of them in the Mississippi All-Star Game. And those are just fun games to do.
Yeah, I'm not an expert for sure, but from what I understand, and the people that are somewhat experts in that say that there's probably more talent across the board in the state this year than there's been a long time.
And you know, they've been saying that was coming for 2 years now. These guys are here, and so you're right, George. I mean, there is probably a lot more talent across the board, but over in Alabama, they got 7A over there.
They got a few hiding in the weeds, don't they?
All right, so don't forget, coming up on October the 3rd, we'll have that press conference. We're going to take a timeout. I want to remind you that tonight's show made possible by Malone. They started out as roofers, but they thrive as innovators. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, Caleb Collins will join us, and we will continue on Friday night under the lights right here from the Wendy's Giant Studio in Flowood, Mississippi. We'll be back.
Technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Below Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Wow, judging from these bills, I need some business funding. But it's so confusing because every time I ask for business funding, they pull my credit report, which is a credit inquiry, which lowers my credit score when I have credit inquiries on it. I don't know who came up with this concept of credit, but I don't get it. I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Credit concepts at 800-985-9367. One call to Credit Concepts, and I'll find out for myself why they have a 99% customer satisfaction. So if your company's like mine, give them a call today or go online to creditconcepts.com. Remember, that's two K's in the name. Credit Concepts. Robinson here along with Caleb Collins, also George Broadstreet. Jake Wimberly will be joining us here in a few moments. Ty Bailey is on the phone tonight. Steve Poston is our floor director. Chris Saxon is producing here in the studio. And Ezra Wall back at MPB and Richard Herring on EC87. So we got everybody covered tonight. I want to remind you again that telephone number is 601-453-4800. Maybe we don't have your score and you want to get us that score. That would be wonderful. Ty's on the phone over there and he can go ahead and take your score and get it over to George. Or if you want to call us and talk to us about your ball game tonight, we certainly want to do that. There were some big games tonight, and Petal Pearl was one of those games. And Mark Easley is coming back into Friday Night Under the Lights to talk about it. And you know, Mark, I think everybody would tell you that's one of the toughest divisions to win in football. And there was a lot of people wondering if Pearl had lost a lot through graduation. What did you think about the Pirates tonight?
Well, I think the two teams tonight, same situation. They lost a lot of players. Pearl, obviously, what they did last year. They did lose about 18 starters. But, you know, when John Gary's on the sideline, you're going to have a team that's going to be well coached. They're going to play hard. That's what the defense did potentially tonight. On the other hand, they only had three starters back in my offense, just offensive linemen. So, a lot of replacement of both teams. There was a defensive battle for most of the game, but a few months of the Pearl, really, in the receiver, Jerry Johnson, and running back, Kenyatta Harrell, that had trouble stopping all night. The Pearl quarterback got hurt early, Jim Breed, but it started to stop there, but he managed the game really well tonight. And, one of the things that Jerry Johnson did, he had 12 pitches, but more owned than one of those. 11 of those was that speed sweep where they just caught the forward pass, but like the speed sweep.
Right.
He had 11 of those, 94 yards, had a couple touchdowns. Harrell had a couple touchdowns, 116 yards, 80 carries. So defensively, Battle had trouble stopping those guys. That was just the game, right?
We talk about the Petal Panthers, and of course every year it seems like, you know, they roll into the playoffs. But is this a young Petal Panther football team, Mark?
It is. It's team more than anything. A number of defensive starters, definitely linebacker court is back, but so much inexperience that the defense has really been on the field a lot tonight.
Well, I agree with you, Mark. There's still a lot of football left to play, and of course, you know, Coach Burles, he's going to bring these kids along, and we won't be long before we're talking about the Panthers being toward the top of the pack. Hey, Mark, have a great weekend, and we appreciate you spending some time with us tonight.
You too, Russell Jordan, and we'll see you as we head down Highway 49.
Thank you, Mark. Keep me safe out there tonight. So, all righty. Thank you, Mark. Any scores?
Yeah, I actually have gotten quite a few, and let's pass those along. Up in North Mississippi tonight, Tupelo at home defeated Hernando 43-31.
Ooh, that's a huge win.
Yeah, that is. Of course, Tupelo is now 4-1. You ask about Brandon Terry. Brandon beat Terry tonight fairly easily. 40-6 was the final of that one. Northwest Rankin beat Warren Central 45-28.
Wow.
That's a big win for Northwest Rankin on the road. It's very hard to win at Warren Central.
Absolutely.
Biloxi beat D'Iberville 21-14.
That's a big win for the Indians.
Yeah. True. Harrison Central edged Pascagoula 26-24. It was Ridgeland just edging Canton. Good game tonight at Ridgeland, 38-35. That's just the second loss for Canton. Brookhaven beat North Pike, 27-14 was the final there. West Jones shut out Forest Hill, 21-0. Pearl River Central over Long Beach, 33-31. Bahalia shut out Coldwater, 37-0. It was Mendenhall edging Raleigh 52-43. Some really high-scoring games tonight.
A lot of people put points on the scoreboard.
Mendenhall's now 6-0.
Really?
Yeah, they're 6-0. Caledonia beat New Hope 44-28. Summerall over Past Christiane 21-13. Belmont beat Red Bay of Alabama 21-14. And that looks like those are the news ones I had just come in.
Caleb, I think that the Northwest Rankin scored. It doesn't surprise me. What it does surprise me is how many points they scored against, because I think the Warren Central defense is probably the best aspect of that team.
We talk about a lot of these teams, a lot of high-scoring games this weekend. I was surprised to see Northwest Rankin put up 45 on.
I was too.
Warren Central, regardless of what year it is, whether it's this year, that's been the staple of that team
for
so many years now. It's quality defense, especially at home. We've seen them give up a few points on road games. Like, we have road games at Clinton, Kim Akers was there, at Madison Central, at Brandon. But at home, that defense is ungodly. And I was shocked to see that they let up 45 points.
It's also a big win for Madison Richland Academy tonight to beat that. Yeah, because you're talking about crossing the line and going into an MHSAA 4A school.
Quality St. Stanislaus team.
Yeah.
Extremely high quality St. Stanislaus team.
Well, of course, last week, Delvin Henry was our Wendy's Giant Player of the Week.
Yeah.
He had, I think it was 19 carries, 395 yards, seven touchdowns.
Yeah. That's a lot of yards per carry.
That's a good bit. But they come up, to play MRA, and not a lot of people have said a whole lot about MRA, and they've been kind of flying under the radar. And I understand they got a really good quarterback over there, and of course, Herbert Davis always wins wherever he goes. I mean, he's a super guy. He's a great coach, and I'm sure maybe Brian Schufelt will call us tonight and give us a report on MRA. But looming out there is one of those games is that, you know, Prep's got to get past JA, they got to get past MRA. But the bottom line is they're all going to see each other get in the playoff.
Yeah, and MRA is one of those weird teams because we've heard so much about JA and Prep that I don't necessarily know that MRA is as good as they could be, but they're going to play a lot better than they are just because they don't feel like they're getting the respect they deserve. Well, so that makes them a very dangerous team right now.
Yeah, they made a statement tonight, I'm telling you. All right, okay, you go to the telephone. Let's go to the telephone, and Brandon Davis is on with us on Friday night Under the Lights. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. What about y'all?
Well, we're doing pretty good. We're just trying to figure out this Northwest Warren Central team. I'll be honest with you, Brandon. I know that Northwest having a good year, a very solid year, but to hang 45 on Warren Central, I think is really saying something.
Doing something right.
Steve Baker. Steve Baker. I was excited when Cam Akers graduated, and I was excited when all these other studs, Willie Gay, graduated, but now we got to deal with Steve Baker. And he's an outstanding athlete. And, you know, we knew coming into this ball game that, they had playmakers all over the field. And I hear you guys talking, and I'm not really surprised they hung 45 on Warren Central up. Our struggle this year has been with Warren Central's defense is that the offense is not really sustaining drives. So the defense is spending a lot of time on the field, and they're getting worn down.
Well, and that's, you know, that's not been the case for the last couple of years, though.
No, it hasn't. And a lot of it comes back to, you know, this year the one element that Warren Central's missing is a passing game. And we hadn't really won on first down running the football.
Right.
A lot of teams know that running the ball is really our MO, and they've been able to stack the box against us. And without any type of a vertical passing game, we've struggled a little bit.
Well, you know, one-dimensional teams are going to struggle unless, you know, West Point's won, what, how many gazillion games being a one-dimensional run team, haven't had to pass a whole lot. So it can be done. But I think in the district and in the 6A that you're in, I think you got to have both. And, you know, you look back at Warren Central over the years, and they've just had, you know, so many good athletes and good quarterbacks and good running backs and a balanced attack. That's why I was kind of surprised that they hung 45 on them. But the thing about this district, this bunch of teams, is that they have a tendency to knock each other off. And when you get down to the playoffs, there's a lot of tiebreaker systems going on.
Right. And, I mean, you know, I don't think Warren Central is that over by any means. There is a lot of talent on the defensive side of the ball. They just need, like I say, it really goes back to the offensive standards and drives. But you're right. You know, there's going to be a good team sitting home come playoff time.
That's right.
And we've seen it the last couple of years.
Yep. Yep, it just and that's what makes that division so fun is that, you know, one a really, really good team is going to be sitting at home while the others are playing. Just out of curiosity, where is Warren Central next week?
We go up to Greenville. Hopefully we're able to rebound, and then we come back home to take on Madison Central. I think the one thing that's advantage for Warren Central this year is that all of their tough games, with the exception of Starkville, are at home. We have Madison, Provine, and Clinton at home this year. So the schedule sets up nice for us. But, again, you know, and I'll say this. There is a lot of talent over here, and we have good coaching. We're just still trying to find the identity and what we are. But I tell you, one thing about Josh Morgan-led team, they're going to be a hard out. And I think it'll come together before the season is over with.
I totally agree with you. Brandon, thanks for joining us and making us a part of your Friday night here on Friday Night Under the Lights. And keep the good up. We're up down there at Viking Country at Warren Central.
Hey, always a pleasure. You guys take care.
Thanks, brother. All right, we're going to duck out of here and take a timeout. George has been working on some scores. And I want to remind you that our first Wendy's Giant game of the week is next weekend. It is Jackson Academy traveling to Jackson Prep. Be one of the biggest marquee games of the weekend, especially in the MAIS. It'll be our Wendy's Giant game of the month. Jackson Prep and JA both undefeated, and it should be a really, really good football game. Rep winning tonight by a score of 47-0, and J.A. was off tonight. We're going to take a timeout. I'd like to remind you that tonight's show being made possible by Credit Concepts. That two K's of the name, Credit Concepts. We'll take a timeout. Be back with more tomorrow.